we had one of our local offenders who was well known. He seemed to enjoy that notoriety, so we put him up on the social media as a wanted person. In response to it, he put a comment saying, "Catch me if you can."
To the police.
To the police. I think about 80-odd people liked the comment that he made. We said, well, actually, we can't have him doing this.
He's making a laughing stock of you, basically, at that point, isn't he?
At that point, he was. Thankfully for ourselves, we were able to arrest him the following day, and we locked him up. So we said, caught you, do not pass go, do not collect £200, go straight to jail. That caught the imagination of a lot of people. Those baddies, they see as a game sometimes, of cat and mouse, or call it whatever you want, and that's what we have to deal with sometimes.
Police are appealing for the public's help to trace a man wanted on warrant.
Catch me, if you can.
Don't waste your life away. You're a talented young man. So many people are willing to help you, but you've got to start by helping yourself.
That is the best thing anyone ever said to him.
You just want to lock him up. Stop asking the public to help you by grassing him up and try and find him yourselves, you lazy bastards.
Get him shopped, get him banged up, then throw away the key.
We had an incident last Sunday. It started off in the early hours of Saturday morning where a young man was assaulted in the town centre, just about a stone throw from here. And unfortunately, by Sunday afternoon, the doctors had to turn the life support machine off. Young Wesley, 19 years old. The social media for us was very important tool because we didn't have a suspect at that time. So we sent an appeal out on the Saturday afternoon. Soon after the appeal went out, we had a contact made to us. Through that contact, the young man who was responsible handed himself in.
Do you think without Facebook, he wouldn't have handed himself in?
He handed himself in as a result of that appeal, I would say. There was a overwhelming groundswell of grief there in the communities, and we had to provide a medium for people to express that. So I just wrote a tribute and what our personal feelings and thoughts were. It's attracted upwards of hundreds of thousands of people, really.